Now, the Rocky Mountain Region Emmy Award-winning series for Best Sports Feature, Zoom, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. In the National Football League, players are typically gifted with extraordinary size, strength, and speed. The game of football is adored for its physicality, a blood sport played amongst beasts. In a game of inches, where the slightest edge can be the difference between winning and losing, size matters. Most of the time. Measuring only 5'8", cornerback Michael Adams has found a niche in the NFL, a role that allows his speed, instincts, and ability to compensate for his lack of size. But the sixth-year Dallas product faced an uphill battle the day he set foot on the gridiron.
You know, I always felt like I was the underdog, and I just wanted the opportunity to be able to show that, you know, even though I'm small, I feel like I'm a fighter and I'm a guy that can come in and make a big impact.
Despite a successful college career at Louisiana Lafayette, Adams went undrafted. However, his body of work was enough to catch the eye of several NFL scouts.
And I just felt like Arizona, new coach, felt like they were going in the right direction, so I ended up coming here and I was excited.
Everybody makes it, let's go, push it!
Playing for a coach who appreciates underdogs, Adams stuck around. With limited opportunities to see the field his first two seasons, he would have to make his mark on the practice squad.
That was my foot in the door to keep me in the NFL. I mean, a lot of guys that don't get that practice squad spot, you know, they're working regular jobs that they're really not happy doing, you know. And I was happy playing football, so even if it was just to go out there and practice against Larry Fitzgerald every day and not get to play in the game, it still was fun for me and it was still an accomplishment for me.
Adams' ticket to the active roster was punched on special teams, enough to earn a seat on the magical playoff ride of 2008. Its final stop, Super Bowl 43.
I feel like once I made those special teams plays in the Super Bowl, that there's no way that I can't make it in this league for a few more years.
Since then, Adams has been a mainstay on the Cardinals roster, contributing 108 tackles and 3 interceptions over the last 3 seasons. Adams' most sizable contribution has been felt on special teams, helping to win the game of field position. As a gunner on punts, Adams gets to use his biggest weapon, his speed.
He has innate skills. He's quick, he's fast, he's sudden. He's got that quick twitch, and he knows when to use it and how to use it.
When I met Gunner, I just do my job. When I get single, I win. I'm supposed to win, that's what I do. When I get double, I try my best to get down the field and make plays. And that's pretty much, you know, the story of me in the NFL.
He knows that this is where he makes his mark. This is how he gets paid. He has to make plays in the kicking game.
For Adams, life in the NFL has felt like a constant battle, fighting to keep a job while disproving the notion that he's too small to succeed at the pro level. That familiar plotline was summed up for Adams in the memorable overtime playoff win over the Packers in January of 2010.
Rodgers throws far side, incomplete, and a flag down. Adams going to get called for interference again. A nightmare of a game for Michael Adams. He was all over Greg Jennings.
You know, a 6-foot corner comes in. He gets beat for a touchdown. He gets a pass interference. He's just having a bad day. A 5'8 corner does it. He can't play in this league. We need to get this guy out of here. He's not a good enough player. At that moment, I was just looking for something good to be able to say, you know, look, I can still do it.
Shotgun snap, Rodgers dropping back, in trouble. Rodgers hit, ball came out. Cardinals have it, Dansby, he's going to score.
No.
Cardinals win.
So I went out there and ended up making a play that, you know, I feel like won us the game. I was overwhelmed with it and just happy I could bring something positive out of that game.
I don't think height, it really doesn't measure a man's heart. You know, he's always been the underdog and he's always performed, you know, that way, going out there and giving his all.
He's probably been told, you're not this, you're not that, you're too small. He has a chip on his shoulder, there's no doubt.
That's what we do!
Whatever Adams is missing in height, he certainly makes up for with personality.
Oh, heck, you know Mike's there 50 yards away. Mike never stops.
Let's get it!
The diminutive Adams continues to dream big, like he always has. The difference now? His dreams play out on the biggest stage in sports.
I always said I was going to make it in the NFL. I've been a firm believer that God has a big plan for me. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is now. My goal is 10. This is year 6, so I got 4 more. And, you know, hopefully everything pans out to be exactly what I wanted.